We are on Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis. Around 10 lines from the top. Anezikin Sheloi Bekavone. What's the taish for Anezikin Sheloi Bekavone? So Rashi says, Sheir Shehizik Sheloi Bekavone Beloi Horak. A sheir was mazik sheloi bekavone. So what is the din? We have here machloikes Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. Rab Yehuda mechayev. That means sheloi bekavone means that he had an intent to be mazik one person. It was mazik a second person. Sheloi bekavone. Is Rab Yehuda mechayev? Rabbi Shimon Poiter. My timer, the Rabbi Yehuda. Why is Rabbi Yehuda Machayev? Yalev mi Kaifroi. He has a limit from Kaifer. Ma Kaifroi sheloi bekavone chayev. Just like Kaifer sheloi bekavone is chayev. We learn out from the Ve'im. Af hanizokin nami sheloi bekavone chayev. So Nezokin is also Chayiv. The Rabbi Shimon Yalev Miktole Desher. Rabbi Shimon learns out from Ktole that you kill Desher. Maktole Sheloi Bekavone Potter. Just like if Desher killed Sheloi Bekavone, Mischaven Larigas Abahime Vahorges Odom. Is potter, so there's no hasher yisokel. Af nizokin sheloi bekavone potter. So tashlumi nizokin are also the same thing. You wanted to be mazik a behemoth, mazik an odom, you potter. Rabbi Yehuda nami neilef miktole. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn out from bahariges hasher? Donin tashlumim mitashlumim. We learn out tashlumim mitashlumim, vein donin tashlumim nemise. This is a din and the mises asher, that the sher, in order to kill the sher, asher yisokel, is dafke if it was mechaven larik. If it wasn't mechaven larik, it's odom, yipot of a mise. But we're not done tashlumim nemise. V'rab shimen nami neilef mikaiforoi. We should learn out from Kaifer. Donin chiyuve de sheir, mi chiyuve de sheir, lafuki Kaifer, de chiyuve de bailamu. Before we explain this, just let's say Rashi. Mi Kaifroi damrinin sheloi bekavon echayev, mi ribuye de im Kaifer. Chiyuve de sheir, tashlumei nezokov, Machmas Hashoyer Boim. Michiyuvi de Shoyer Kotlai. We don't learn half from Kaifer, Chiyuvi de Bailim Kaporas Nafshek. So, we had mentioned once from Rabbi Chanan, let us just mention it again, that The svara of donin tashlumim mitashlumim is a very good svara. So we learn out, even though the harige came about without in an intent, the sher bechlal did not want to kill this person, no intention to kill the person, and wanted to kill a behemoth, and it ended up by killing a person. Afal pikein is a din of tashlumei kaifer. So who adin? Donin tashlumim mitashlumim. Rabbi Yehuda is very understandable. We have to understand Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Donin chiyuve desher mechiyuve desher. Tashlumim nezokin is chiyuve desher. Ktole is chiyuve desher. Lafuki kaifa de chiyuve de bailamu. So the Rabbi Chanan and Kaivitz Biurim says, He explains as follows, Amor Adike Yesod, let's talk about Karen Al-Kaponim, that the chiyuv that the Bailam has to pay by Karen, perhaps later we'll elaborate a little bit more, is Bemison the chiyuv is chalan the shirt. No, the Bailam is responsible for what this moment is mazik. That means he did the chiyuv, the shayr is the mazik, and the Bailam has to pay his achroi and al maisei shayroi. If he made a shmire, he can pater himself. The shmire paters. Kaifer, the chiyuv kaifer, is because he did not watch the shayr. That means he's responsible to watch the shayr that a hezek shouldn't occur. He has a shayr that killed someone, a shayr amud that killed someone. So he killed three times someone, bekavone. The fourth time he killed shaloi bekavone. But there's a responsibility on the bailim. If you have a shayr that's a mood, lariges odom, you have to stay around and make sure that your shayr should not be able to kill another. So even though this fourth killing was unintentional, the shayr had no intentions of killing now, but there's a chiv on the bailim. You have a shayr that's mood to kill. You have to watch the shayr that it should be impossible to kill. Skatman is on the intent of the shayr, but it's your responsibility. You have a shayr, a murderer in your possession, so you have to make sure that it should be impossible for the shayr to murder. This is your responsibility. The chiyuv kaifer is because you did not do what you're supposed to do with your shayr. You should have had 10 leashes on the shayr that should be impossible to kill. You have a shayr, a murderer. That's your responsibility now. This is chiyuvah de bailam. By nizokin, that's the din of kaifa. That is the din of kaifa. By nizokin, the chiyuv is the action of the shayr. The shayr was mazik. So by nizokin, there's a svara to say, so since it was done unintentionally, just like when the shayr killed unintentionally, you don't kill the shayr, it was done unintentionally. So you don't kill the shayr. So a hezek that the shayr had done unintentionally, so the shayr isn't responsible. It's an unintentional action. The whole din of Tashlumi Nizokin is he's responsible for his shayr's actions. But if the shayr alone is not responsible for that, because it was done unintentionally, we see there's no responsibilities on a shayr that the shayr does something unintentionally, because you don't kill the shayr, even though the shayr killed someone, but it was unintentional. So the shayr is not responsible for unintentional actions. So memele, there's no din tashlumi nizokin also. The din tashlumi nizokin is you have to pay your shayr's responsibilities. But here my shayr isn't responsible. Shaloi bekavone, it was done unintentionally. So there's no responsibility on the shayr. So there's no responsibility. I mean, this is the svara of Rabbi Shimon. Kaifer is nothing to do with the shayr. I was supposed to make sure that this shayr who murdered three times, I was supposed to make sure that it should be impossible for this shayr to be 10 feet near a person. That was my responsibility. And I didn't do it. So what's Gate Marana wanted to kill someone and to kill another? So the shayr did it unintentionally, but my responsibility, I wasn't Mekayim. Kaifer is Chiyuva de Baila. This is the Svara of Rab Shimon. Now, the Raivet asks Akasha, what with Shein V'Regel? Shein V'Regel, what's the din over there? So, the Raivet says as follows, Shein v'regel af al pi she'ein kavonose lahazik, avo miskaven hu ledrise v'achile. It wants to walk, it wants to eat, that's called. It did it intentionally. It wants to walk and wants to eat, it doesn't have kavonose lahazik. But here it wants to walk and wants to eat. So, the Ayelas HaShacha brings down from the Stipler, so what's by Shlif She'olel? The din is regular Shchayev, if it has the Sher is walking, it's carrying a Masi on its back, the Masi is jutting out, and while the Sher is walking, so the Masi goes and turns over someone's glass vase, so the school, this is done intentionally, it was done unintentionally. It's walking, it's walking, but that the masui should go and break someone's keli, this was done unintentionally. And the Yelos HaShach asked from Tzoyres. Tzoyres is also unintentional. The Baim is walking and Kistons are, this is also unintentional. So the Yelos HaShach says, but the Maise that brought out the Hezek was intentional. The Sheir wants to walk. No, if you're walking and you have a Shlif, so the Shlif will break a vase that's next to it. But so the Maise that brought about the Hezek was an intentional Maise. I want to walk and Tzreiris are flying. Good, I have no intention that the Tzreiris should fly, but the Maise that brought about the Hezek was intentional. By Karen Shaloi Bekavon, it means I wanted to be the Geach Asher, and he ended up being Mazik Anodo. This whole mice is unintentional. That what this person got condition for me is completely unintentional. That's Nizokin Shaloi Bekavon. Now, we are in the middle of Taisvis, and Daf Mem Dalet Amad Aleph. And I'd like to end the Taisvis. We had a Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Let's just review what the Rabbeinu Tam said. Rabbeinu Tam said Pshat in Rav, that Rav holds Kaifer Shaloi Bekavone is Potter. And therefore, if a Sheir wanted to scratch himself on a Kaisel, and it fell on a person that's kaifer shloi bekavone in yapata tepe. But we hear the Gemara further that mem chesam at base had Rabbeinu Tamlin's pshat the Gemara, if a shoyer wanted to enter a boir, to go into a boir, to eat a yerek, and in the process of entering the boir, it has to step on the people in the boir in order to get to the yerek. So that's called bekavone. The behemoth wanted to step on the it's not called kavonose lahazik. Doesn't have an intent to be masik chas v'sholom, but it wants to step over these people in order to get to the yerek. So that's called kaifa bekavone nafilu leitchav yechayev kaifa. The case of it wants to scratch itself and the wall fell on top of a person. That's called Kaifer Shaloi Bekavon. The hezek that occurred was done unintentionally. Fine. This is Shitas Rav. But then the Rabbeinu Tam said, but over there there's also no Chiyuv Misa. By when the Sheir steps over a person in a boir in order to get to a yerek, there's no Chiyuv Misa. Because it doesn't have kavanah, it's not kavanah lahazik. There's no kavanah lahazik. So let's just be magde what the Rabbeinu Tam said, and then we'll finish the Tosfos. The Rabbeinu Tam said, in Pasuk it says, Asher Yisokel im Kaifa Yishalem. So there's a din of Asher Yisokel. And Kaifa Yishalem. Kaifa Yishalem is dependent in Asher Yisokel. When is it not Asher Yisokel? Asher Yisokel is when the Sheir wanted to kill a behemoth and it killed an Adam. So it's not Hasher Yisakel. Now, in this case, two things occurred. It wanted to kill a Baheme, and it killed an Adam. Number one, it didn't want to be Mazik, it didn't want to kill a person. It was not Kavanose Larig Esa Adam. So it's not Kavanose Larig. So the Rabbi Natam says, so you don't give it skila. You don't give, if it doesn't have an intent to kill, you don't give skila to the sheir. The sheir is only when it had an intent to kill. So here, you don't give the sheir skila. Another thing happened over here, that the whole thing that occurred, forget about the intent to kill, the whole thing that occurred, wanted to kill a behemoth and they killed another, was an unintentional action. That means that what this person got killed was done unintentionally. So therefore, yapata from kaifa. So be'emesin, when a shoyer is mischaven, lariges a behemoth, v'horges a odom, there are two factors over there. This one factor didn't want to kill. It had no intention of killing a person. So memela, so there's no din skila. Skila is dependent in killing. A sheir wants to kill someone, a person, then you give the sheir skila. It had no intentions of killing. That is why, if it had, an intent to kill a behema, you don't give the sheir skila. Now in Tashlume Kaifa, there's another factor. Since it didn't have an intent to kill the person, so the killing of the person was done unintentionally. Something that's done unintentionally, you don't have to pay for it. So there's no din tashlume kaifa. That is shitas rav. So therefore, the Rabbi Natam split the hair. So the Rabbi Natam says, but if a shoyl will walk into a burg and trample over people there, chas v'sholem, it doesn't want to kill the people. There's no intent to kill the people, but it wants to trample over them in order to get to the yedek. So the Rabbi Natam says, so we'll split the hair. Legabi skilim. Legabi skila, it's not chayiv skila, because it didn't have an intent to kill. So memela, it's not chayiv skila. But legabi kaifa, there'll be chayiv, because what was done intentionally. So therefore, you'll be chayiv kaifa. This was the shita of Rabbi Natam. Now, let us start four lines from the bottom of Taisvis, and daf mem dalad amad dalad. Val Perish Rabbeinu Tam Nami Kosher Depota Regel Bekavone Ligrois Alo Odom Mimise. Rabbeinu Tam says, if a person Regel Bekavone Ligrois Alo Odom Mimise Kiven Shoin Niskaven Larek. He says Regel is that's Regel that it's Potom Mimise Kiven Shoin Niskaven Larek. In Cain, Rab Shimon, the Yalef Bishmaiten Nizokin Miktola. Dr. Teisves, we have over here that Rab Shimon says Nizokin Shaloi Bikavone. You learn out from Nizokin Shaloi Bikavone. You learn out from Ktola. So that means, in order to be mechayiv b'nizokin, you have to have the same sibas hachil that is mechayiv k'tola, is mechayiv nizokin. Now, what is the sibas hachil that's mechayiv k'tola? It wanted to kill. That's Rabbi Natam. It wanted to kill. That's where you chayiv k'tola. That's what Rabbi Natam says, if a behema goes into a boir and tramples, it doesn't want to kill, so it's potom k'tola. So now, Nizikin has the same guidelines as Ketola, according to Rab Shimon. So whatever is Mechayiv Ketola is Mechayiv Tashlumi Nizokin. So let us explain what does that mean. What is Mechayiv Ketola, according to Rabbeinu Tam? Kavonosei Larik. You need Kavon Larik. That is Mechayiv Ketola. So by Nizikin, you should need Kavon Lahazik.
according to Rav Shimon, you learn out the kavana, which is necessary to be mechayiv ktola. That kavana is mechayiv nezikin. So memela, the potter regel, a perish of any tana mikosha, the potter regel, be kavona libreis halodo mimisim. Benetam says he's part of a misa kimishlun is kavon laroik, so rather Benetam was megala, the kavone that is necessary in order to give misas, kavone laroik, and kein rabshim in the yalef mishmait, nizik and miktola. Rabshim says the same requirement for Ktola is required for Nezikim. So v'chere comes that potter rekel min Nezikim b'kavones drises ala keilim shleinis kavon lahazik. So come out according to Rab Shimon of a behema will walk on keilim. It knows it's walking on keilim, but has no intent to be mazik the keilim. So according to Rab Shimon it should be potter because you learn how from Ktola. V'zei yevshem balkochach lab bekavones hezek chayve rachmone. The doteres machayv regel. You don't need kavones hezek. Ni bekavones hezek im kein ein likerim. V'hoyol v'chein alkochach lekel ameloch nezikim miktol linyin kavone. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam split in shayr. There's two kavanas, there's one kavana that's needed for ktola, and there's one kavana that's needed for kaifer. So according to Rab Shimon that says by Nezikin we need the kavana that is needed for ktola, so how is regel chayiv? You never have this kavana. Regel doesn't have kavana to be masked. This is the kasha that Tosis asks on the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz says, the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz says as follows: the Yofine Nezikim Miktola V'Shaloi BeKavone BeKeren. The whole limud is by Keren, Kiven the Potter Miktola Potter Minezikim. The shein v'regolo shayich buktole klal b'shuminyin. So there's no b'chlal, a limud of you learn out shein v'regol. Not why you mentioned before from the raivet, you need kavona, you have kavona. No. The whole din, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the whole din limud that we learn, nezikin shalei b'kavona from ktole, we're learning nezikin of keren, from Ktola of Keren. Abo Keren, the Shaykh bu Ktola, til kecheche de leke Ktola, leke nezike. So lecheire, Dachsemir, we could understand this very well. The Rabbeinu, The Rav Shimon said that donin chiyuve de shayr mechiyuve de shayr, and that's why you learn out nezikin from ktola. Both are chiyuve de shayr. So it could be, we could say amore de kepshat. We had mentioned before from Rabbi Chanan, the gather of chiyuve de shayr is the shayr is responsible for its actions, and the bailim takes over the responsibilities of his mom and amazik. That means he pays but the shayr is responsible. So it could very well be as follows. Such a concept to say a shayr is responsible and the bailim takes over, that stavke fits kavanose lahazik. That means it wanted to do a hezek. And we see then the shayr wanted to kill, so we killed the shayr. The shayr didn't want to kill, the shayr wanted to kill a behemoth and killed an adam. We don't kill the shayr. There the sher is not responsible for killing the other. You want to kill another. But a sher that wants to kill another will kill the sher. So we see there are certain responsibilities that we can put on a sher. We can put on a sher certain responsibilities. Forget, you wanted to kill an Adam, we give you skila. You wanted to kill a sher and it came out by mistake you were mazik an Adam. So memele, so you're not responsible for your action. So the Balaam is not responsible. Chiyuve the sher is when we put responsibilities on the sher. So it could be the whole concept of chiyuve the sher is only by keren. Because there the behemoth is doing this with kavonosei lahazik. The behemoth wants to be mazik. So there, we consider it's chiyuve the sher. It's the sher is responsible and the owner is responsible to pay for the sher's responsibilities. So therefore, so we learn out from ktola. Whenever the sher is chayiv ktola, so then the bailam is responsible to pay. When the sher is not chayiv ktola, so pshat is it's not the sher is not responsible for what that. There's no responsibility for the sher for what occurred. So memela was done unintentional. So then the bailam is potter to pay. That's what Rav Shimon said. Shein v'regel could very well be his adin of chiyuv the bailam. The sher is b'chal not responsible. A sher is walking, so a sher is responsible to look where it's going. That's not a sher. Napshad is the sher. It's chiyuve the sher. According to the Rabbeinu Peretz, it could be the whole concept of chiyuve the sher is only by keren, and that's what I mean. That's come out what Rabbeinu Peretz is saying. By keren, a sher is doing kavanosei lahazik. It wants to be mazik. That's called chiyuve the sher, and the bailam picks up the bill. What his sher did be kavanah. But shein v'regel is not the whole concept of chiyuve the sher could be is the I have a sher that doesn't have an IQ of 120. So v'shteitzach, when it walks, it will not look if there's something in the way. So I'm responsible for the actions of the sher. I'm responsible to watch my sher. Shein v'regel is not chiyuve the sher. Shein v'regel is chiyuve the bailam. Like we said, koyver is chiyuve the bailam. Could be that this is pshat. I mean, the pshat in Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Shmuel motza b'sefer Yoshan. Now, this problem that Rashi had and Rabbeinu Tam had, we had a stire in Rav. Here, Rav says that a behemoth wanted to scratch itself and someone got killed. So Rav says the potafon koifa. There's no chiyuv misa. The Gemara that Mamchesam at Bay says a sher wanted to eat a yerek yechayev bekoifa. So this was a problem that Rashi had, Rabbeinu Tam had, Rabbeinu Shmuel motza b'sefer Yoshan the leger sini milsa the Rav the potam mize. He found a sefer Yoshem that it doesn't say Bechav is a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav never said that you're potter from Kaifav, you're potter from Skila. Rav never said such a thing. We hear Shmuel says Yechayev Kaifav, and Rav never said a statement. So Memele, later that it says that the Rav says the behemoth chayiv koifa if it went into a boil, so we had a kashay the sher is part of a skila. Rav doesn't hold that you need a chayiv skila. Well, the common gosin and tani kevosi the shmulot yufte the rabbe the potelel mi koifa kshen a sher beskila. Rabbe was the one that said the chayiv koifa is dependent in the chayiv skila. But Rav never said it. Rav holds like Shmuel. So Mamela, that's a easy way out of solving the problem. Zuchte Gemara weiter. Niskaven lareges a behime vohoreges a odom potter. The Mishnah says, Potter zicha from Misa, that's for sure. Potter from Skila. Niskaven larigas a behemah vahorigas odam potter. O niskaven larigas a vahorigas a. But what happens if there were two people? And the Shoyer, and there was Reuven and Shimon, the Shoyer wanted to kill Reuven, and then unintentionally he killed Shimon, so then it seems in the Mishnah that it's Chayiv Skila. Masnisen the like Rab Shimon. And our Mishnah is not like Rab Shimon, the Sanya Rab Shimon Neymar, Afilu Niskavain Laroig Ezeh Vahorig Ezeh Potem. Rab Shimon holds, if the Shoyer wanted to kill one Yid, and it ended up by killing another Yid, you also Potem. My time with the Rab Shimon, the Omar Kro Asher Yisokel Vagam Bolo of Yumos, Kemises Bailem Kach Mises Hashem. Ma Bailem Adem Mechaven Lei, just like by a Yid. If a Yid would want to kill Reuven, and he killed Shimon, his potter from Mises. So the same thing Asher, and that is Shitas Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds, if a Yid wanted to kill Reuven and he killed Shimon, he's potter. And Rab Shimon learns Pshat and Posik by Kinotzu Anoshim, Nasata Nefesh, Tachmas Nefesh means moment. Doesn't mean you kill him. You don't, if a Niskaven, Larges Reveiroi, Vehorges Eishe, you're potter. So Memele Rab Shimon holds, so just like a person who wanted to kill one Yid and kills another Yid, he's potter from Mises, so the Sheir is potter from Skila. So our Mishnah is not like Rab Yehuda. Not like Rab Shimon. Ubailim gufayu minola. How do we know that a Yid, according to Rab Shimon, that the Bailim have to be mechaven to kill this Yid? The Omar Kro v'orav loy v'kom olov. I wanted to kill this Yid. So if I wanted to kill another Yid, no, I'm part of a Misa, v'orav loy v'kom olov. Ad she yiskaven loy. The Rabbonon achilek Rab Shimon. The Rabbonon hold in the parsha of ki yinotzu anoshim v'nokfo isha hore. If she died v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh, you kill him because he killed the isha. He'll come with a lawyer. It's a mistake. He didn't want to kill her. Chas v'sholem. But so the prosecutor. But he wanted to kill another yid. Yeah. So mele he's chayiv misa. So according to the Rabbonon, so what did they do with V'or Avloi? What did they do with this posik? It wasn't V'or Avloi. He wanted to kill Yinotz Anoshim, and he killed her. So why is he, what did they do with the Or Avloi? There's an extra vote. V'kom Olav. The Rabbonon, hi V'or Avloi, my Ovdilei. Omri Dvei Rabbianai, Prat L'Zoyrik, Evan L'Gab. This pasuk is speaking about a person threw a stone, legav, into, there were people standing together, we'll see, Yidin, Goyim, Agan Samayse, and he threw it, and the pasuk is coming to tell us a chiddush. But before we go into exactly what the case is, let's just go through the Gemara. Hey, Chidoni. Ilema the Iko Tisha Goyim Ve'echod Yisrael Beineyim. Now, just to learn through the Gemara, plow through the Gemara, we'll say over the Ramas Pshat in the Gemara, not Rashi and Taisvis, and real Taisvis says such a Mahalach, according to another Tana, according to Rab Shimon. The Ramas says, we're speaking about that, we are speaking about that he wanted to kill the mechaven hazoyrek laodom ha'imed b'mokim mesuyim. That means that there's 10 people standing, they're very far away, you can't tell that the one on the extreme left is a Yid or a Goy, but he wants to kill the one on the left. The one on the extreme left, he wants to kill. And he had very good aim, and he killed them. And he killed them. And we find out that he's a Yid. We find out that he's a Yid. Now, so the Shaila is he Chayiv Misa? What's the Shaila? Mishas Maisa when he shot, he didn't know if he's a Yid or not. He wanted to kill the one on the extreme left he wanted to kill, but he did not know if he's a Yid or not. So we'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, "Prat zoyk evan legav." Hey, Chidomi, what's the case? Ilay madika tisha goyim ve'echad Yisrael beineim teipik leideru begoyim nino. In such a case, he wanted to kill this guy on the extreme left. He doesn't like his guts, doesn't know who he is, and he killed him. And later we find out he's a Yid. He was the Yid. There were 9 goyim. And he didn't know who this one on the extreme left was. So if there's 9 goyim there, and I'm clanging a shaila, what is the one on the left? So I have a birur of roiv, which I can assume, mistami is a goy. 9 goyim, mistami is a goy. So memele, we're not making him a lavad vav tzaddik, but al kaponim, you can't call him a retzeach for shooting at that person, because he had a birur of roiv that roiv a goy, mistami is a goy. I can assume he's a goy. Inami palgo palge. Nafilu there was 5 yidden and 5 goyim. Sofik nefoshes lahokol. Good. It's a sofik. I didn't know that there's a sofik. Maybe it's a goy. Maybe it's a yid. That's a sofik hashofik. So you also can't call me a retzeach. That's called a sofik meiser retzeach. He can't kill me. Because I did a sofik meiser retzich. It's sofik nefoshes lahokol. Loi tzriche de'ika tisha Yisraelim ve'echad goy. Now the case is talking about that there's 9 Yidden and 1 goy. Ta'af al gav derube Yisraelim nino. So lechere, so let us think before the posik. So we would think like this. So we, before he's shooting, we're telling, he wants to kill the one on the left, on the extreme left. So we tell him, no, Mistami is a Yid. I don't care. He goes and shoots him. And he kills him. Stak a Yid. Roiv said he was a Yid. And then Itaka was a Yid. And he killed him. The Aval Gav, the Rube Yisraelim Ninu, given the Ike, Choda Goy Binayu, Havalei Kavua, V'chol Kavua, Kemechza, Mechza Domi, V'sofik Nefoshes Lahok. So the Pasuk is telling us, Amoyre Dike Chiddush, but we're learning according to the Ramah. The Pasuk is telling us, Amoyre Dike Chiddush, that if you have in a Taruvis, 1 Goy in 1,000 Yidden, but the Goy is Kavua in the Taruvis, so kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. So I have to consider there's a taruvis with machze goyim and machze yidden. Oh, but let's say a little better. Rabbi Shimon explains a little better. Rabbi Shimon says, in the kavua there's no birur of roiv. That means, why do you want to kill me? You want to kill me because roiv says he's a yid. You're not allowed to kill. I have a birur of roiv. So you're using roiv to make me a retzeach. I have no right to. I don't know who the person is on the extreme left, and memela. So you tell me I had no right to kill him because roiv tells me he's a yid. So the pasuk tells us if you have a taruvis in this taruvis, this kavua, a person who's not a yid, there's a goy there. So you cannot. So you can't use the birur of roiv. The birur of roiv is only used when it's parush from the taruvis. That means that someone left the taruvis, and now I want to shoot this person. Oh, then I have a bilur avroid. This person is a yid. But if I'm shooting into the taruvis, and in this taruvis there's a vadai goy here, so it's considered in this taruvis there's machtze goyim and machtze yidin, so memele I'm suffering the fashas lahokal. That means that halachically, again, he's not a lamed vav tzaddik for sure, but halachically, it's not clear who he's going to kill. We've considered this five goyim and five yidin. We don't have the birur of roi. So the minute I lost the birur of roi, so it's a suffix. Maybe he's a yid, maybe he's a goy. So memela, it's not called I made a maiser retziche. So memela, that's the chiddush. So v'orav loy means you're only chayv if you know he's a yid. You know Klor is a yid. You know he's a yid. But if you don't know he's a yid, and in the taruvis there's a goy, you're potter. This is one mahalach pshat in this gemara, and this Rav Shimon says he can understand very well. The chiddush of the posik is that in a taruvis that is ikva ptur and chiyuv, you don't go basarayv, and this is like machza. You lost the birur of roi. There's another pshat in the gemara. And let's, in Rashi learns like this, and Taisvis learns like this, and Rab Shimon asks Amir the Kekasha. It's another pshat in the Gemara. I'm not speaking about he wanted to kill the one in the extreme left. We don't know who he is. No. He's throwing in. Who is he going to hit? I want to throw in. We'll see. We'll see later who's going to hit. So Memele, he's throwing in without kavone. He's just throwing it into the Zayrik Evan Lagav. He's throwing it in without a kavone to hit a certain person. He wants. He should hit a person in the Taruvis. He is not discriminating which one. Anyone. Hit one of the 10 people. Fine. Fact Rab Shimon. In fact, Rab Shimon, as follows. So, if, let's go to it, if there's 9 goyim there, no, there's 9 goyim there, so, Mustama, there's 9 chances it's gonna hit a goy, 1 chance to get a yeet. No, that's posh, you know, that's posh, you don't need a posh. If there's 50-50, 5 goyim and 5 yeet, no, I get it, sir. It's a suffix, a shokel. You also can't get suffix the fascist lahokel. You can't kill me for such a thing. There was a 50-50 chance I might hit a guy. It's also good. Now what we're speaking about, that there's 9 yidin and 1 guy. So let me say over the lotion of Rab Shimon. V'yesh meforshim, shezoyri kevin. We're speaking about he threw an Evan. Umesupik es mi yarig bezrikazu. Who is it going to hit? The Indian nefilas Evan, husafik shekfi horogel. Now, if you'll come to less statistically, we're going to ask someone before I throw. Tell me, who is it going to hit? There's 9 chances it's going to hit a yid. We're talking about chances who it's going to hit. Our shayla is in chances. What's going to happen? Statistically, what's going to happen? Mr. Tommy's going to hit a yeet. That's what's going to happen. So what? But there's a guy here. Fine. But I'm asking you, the Rav over here is a Rav in Mikre. Who is going to hit? Mistam is going to hit a Yid. Umispar ha'anoshim goyrim hisrabos ha'mikrim. That means if you have 1,000 Yidin and 1 goy, so there are 1,000 chances, Mistam, that he's going to hit a Yid, a 1 goy. So, the pastor that, but there's a guy here, he's kavua. How does that help the situation? That means he has like this, Shemibnei sheishtes Yisrael mahavoroim b'mikre lipol ha'evan al Yisrael. That means we are being done statistically, mistama, who is he going to, mistama, if there's rei, even mistama is here to eat. So, but there's a guy kavua there. So that takes away the statistics. I mean, so what? That means, according to the Ramas Pshat, it's another Zach. I want to kill this person. And he killed this person. I, halachically, before I know that he's a Yid or a Goy, do I have to assume he's a Yid, or can I say he's a Sufik? So here we have a Birur of Roy. So the Torah said, if there's a Taruvis, that's Kavua, Ptur in Chiev, you don't have a Birurim. You don't go Basaroi. That's in Birurim. Here, they don't have the Birur of Roy. Masha'in came over here. Here is where he's throwing with Adach Hashbin. So the Shal is, who is he going to hit? Mestamol hit a Yid. So what's up, Kavua? Azay Freik Trap Shimin. So he answers a very interesting teretz. Dehine, roiv ha-mikrim shebozeh. If we're going to speak about what, who is it going to hit? That's what I tell. Who is it going to? We have 10, we have 9 yidden and 1 goy. Einoi begufei ha-anoshim. The people will not determine, the Roiv people will not determine who's going to get hit. Rak bitstode ha-mekoymoi shetipo behem ha-even aideinati yesyat. That means like this. What Levice is going to happen, it matters how we threw it. If we threw it asoy, so go a little towards the left, if we threw it differently. He's throwing it on a cheshbon. But Lemaise, it's going to fall the way he threw it. The throwing will determine where it's going to fall. That's, so where it's going to fall is, we don't have any birur whatsoever. I mean, these people are not, and this suffix, where it's going to fall, that's how he throws it. The shaila is, but who's going to be under the rock when it falls? That means I have no birur whatsoever where it's going to fall. If it's going to go to the left, it's going to go to the right. How he throws it, he's throwing it in a certain way, it's going to fall in a certain place. My suffix is, who's going to be under, it's going to fall on the, wherever it's going to fall, who's going to be under the rock when it falls? That is a suffix la'alocha, which you can have a birur of roiv. But I say, mistam, if roiv people are yidin, so I have to assume that the yid will be under the rock. But if there's alocha, you can't use roiv over here. There's no halacha of a birur of roiv by a kavua. So I have the kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. So my suffix is, the rock is going to fall wherever. The area where the rock is going to fall, these 10 people are loimala loimoyred in this suffix. It's going to fall someplace, which these people don't in any way affect the falling of the rock. It's going to fall someplace. So I only have a suffix, but who's, wherever it's going to fall,